Hello everyone, welcome back to Wellness Weekly. It's your co-hosts Nora and Isabel again.
Hello everyone.
So, first up we have a message from our sponsors.
Elm Coffee Roasters, open in Pioneer Square and South Lake Union for takeout and soon indoor seating. Order coffee and more at elmcoffeeroasters.com.
The App. If you're looking for a place to live in the fall with student-friendly amenities, spectacular views, and a walking distance to campus, check out the M Seattle Apartments. They're the only student-living high-rise near UW, and they've recently dropped their rates on all of their floor plans. Visit themseattle.com for more info.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to Wellness Weekly. Today's episode is inspired by the campus-wide email that was sent earlier last week from UW announcing their plans about what fall quarter will look like in terms of classes and how it's going to be mostly in person. And we wanted to highlight how that decision is going to impact the students and faculty's mental health, particularly as it pertains to an anxiety about going back to in person.
Yes. So how are you feeling personally about reentry? Are you feeling more excited or more anxious?
So I remember when I read this email, I sort of got a rush of an anxiety just imagining and thinking about going to classes in person. And, you know, a few questions I had, I was like, oh, am I going to be able to get vaccinated before that? Are other people going to be vaccinated? I got overwhelmed a little bit by all of the aspects that I was trying to think about when it comes to like what this decision means. It is definitely a positive, has a lot of positives for sure, but I think it's really important to acknowledge that for a lot of students it also associates with a lot of anxiety, and we want to talk about that and acknowledge it and share how common it is and normal to experience that.
Absolutely, that's so well put.
What about you?
When I saw the email, I was initially super excited. I was like, heck yes, I have been waiting for this for so long. And then the more I thought about the logistics of an in-person fall quarter, the more I started to feel a little more anxious about it, just in terms of like, will it be really awkward to see everyone in person after a year and a half? What will it look like in terms of masks and social distancing on campus? Will there be anything we could do pre-pandemic that we still won't be able to do? Like, will it be sort of a close but no cigar type of situation? And then I started thinking about like, well, in the past year, like I've seen such a small bubble of people. Will I feel really anxious on campus when I'm seeing more people because due to COVID, like walking around people, giving them a really wide berth, not sitting too close to anyone else outside my bubble is just so ingrained in me. And will it feel super wrong if we don't have to stay 6 feet apart in classrooms or anything? Will that just like feel super strange?
Yeah, exactly. That is a very like relatable experience. Being really excited about, you know, the thought of going back to normal, sort of like putting this stage of the pandemic sort of in the past and moving beyond that. But one thing that we wanted to highlight, and you mentioned to me, Isabel, was like how COVID sort of, I'm not really sure if there's a better way to put it, but like there's collective trauma and grief that a lot of people experienced, and you know, it just feels like there isn't a lot of time to overcome that and deal with it and process it in a healthy way and be able to be ready to just basically go back to completely normal as if that stage of our life didn't happen. Because I do think like we need some time to process that, reflect on the things and how it changed us. I think that this decision sort of brings up these questions and brings up these anxiety-inducing thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Is there anything about Zoom classes that you will miss? I know this isn't talked about a whole lot, but I think there are certain advantages of having everything online in terms of mental health, while there are also many drawbacks, of course.
I think one of the biggest things as it pertains to my mental health is that Zoom classes gave me the ability to sort of prioritize my mental health when I can't focus in a class, because there is recordings. Most classes, some classes don't have recordings. I remember back in person, missing a class, there's a lot more effort for me to be able to catch up on that class that I missed. Definitely when it comes to mental health, just being able to not worry about making the decision to miss class because I want to take care of myself for any like mental health related reason. Zoom classes were more lenient with that, so.
Absolutely, yeah, I totally relate. Like when I just need a nap between classes, it's so much easier to just like close my computer and then take a nap versus like walking all the way back to where I'm living when things are on campus. Like that's sometimes not as feasible. And then socially, what do you think like some common worries are right now in terms of going back to in person?
I think one thing for me is just, as someone who deals with social anxiety, I think of my social battery as sort of a muscle. And mm-hmm. I think with the pandemic, that muscle hasn't been really trained as much because social interactions with strangers and sometimes even with friends and acquaintances takes a lot of my energy, and especially as it associates with anxiety. That's definitely one thing I'm worried about. And, you know, having the adjustment period of like sort of training my social muscle again and my social battery to be able to like handle the regular day-to-day social interactions that we used to have in in-person classes. But yeah, what about you? I'm really curious.
Yeah, for me, it's actually, I'm worried about coming across as like overbearing because now whenever I see someone outside my immediate quarantine bubble, I just get so excited. I'm like, oh my goodness, a person. And then like, I am worried that that could be a little like too much for someone, especially like if they haven't socialized in a while. And just that constant balance between like letting people know I'm really excited to see them and also respecting how they're feeling and respecting like their mental state given the world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's super real. Like I'm someone who's gonna be like maybe more likely to be anxious to see people and not as hyper, but it's super, super reasonable and I think realistic to think that a lot of people are just gonna be really excited to see each other. And sort of how each person deals with how their adjustment to that change in social settings is going to be and how different people's adjustments affect other people. And I understand your worry, I think. It's super interesting that how different people's coping mechanisms or like social like adjustment to the change is going to affect each other.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I think you put that really beautifully. And like, it's important to understand, like, if you are someone like who experiences a little more social anxiety, you read into people's cues a bit more. Mm-hmm. And someone might appear a little bit more like standoffish in quotes. Like, it's probably not because they're mad at you. It might just be because they haven't had a whole lot of social interaction this pandemic.
Absolutely.
And they're just warming back up into things. And so it's absolutely understandable to worry. I know I do that. Of course, like it's beyond reasonable that we have coped differently and will respond differently upon reentry. And there's no like one correct way to feel about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. One other thing that I was thinking about, and I'm curious if you relate to it at all. Did you have any like worries about how your academic life is going to change because of, you know, going back to in-person classes versus Zoom classes that we've gotten so used to now?
Yeah, I would say I am worried professors will be a little less lenient. There are more gentle late work policies and more, like you said, recorded lectures and other, you know, like tools that have been put in place to help students during the pandemic that really, I think, should have been there long, long ago. And I am worried that those will get taken away.
Yeah, no, I think that's super relatable. I imagine, like, right now, UW has the option to, like, change your grading from numerical grading to pass, no, past or like satisfactory, mm-hmm. not satisfactory, without any repercussions on your degree, which is something that has been really helpful for a lot of people, at least for me. And, you know, not having that option anymore is something that I think at least I'm gonna have to get adjusted to.
I guess, like, I kind of touched on this earlier, but it's like the idea that pre-pandemic, a lot of students have advocated for recorded lectures or the ability to attend class from online. And now that that's an option, it is really helping people in certain ways. And professors kind of think recording lectures is the least they can do during the pandemic, or at least many do. Whereas there's a lot of uncertainty about whether these accommodations will stay the same post-pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we sort of wanted to highlight how there is a lack of adequate accommodations mm-hmm. to people who, you know, might need like recorded lectures, or I think there's a lot more examples to things that are harder to accommodate in person but are much easier to accommodate in an online setting. These accommodations that some people needed were not provided until became sort of in the interest of UW to try and work out a solution. You know, I think we just want to highlight how there can be a lot of anxiety regarding whether or not people that need accommodations that are easier to achieve in an online setting, whether they'll be able to continue receiving them or even like work out a better format in person. And we just hope that the UW can do the bare minimum and continue to provide like adequate accommodations.
Yeah, so well said. Now another quick message from our sponsor. Open since 2015, Elm Coffee Roasters is devoted to high quality coffee that's easy to brew at home and a joy to drink. At our roastery and cafe in Pioneer Square, Seattle, Elm obsessively roasts small batches of coffee that they source with a focus on sustainable practices that lift up the whole supply chain and protect the future of the coffee plant. Elm's goal is to make a truly exceptional cup of coffee and experience you look forward to every day. Cafes in Pioneer Square and South Lake Union open now for takeout and soon dine-in service. Use code PODCAST at elmcoffeeroasters.com for 15% off your next coffee order.
Again, thank you to our sponsors.
All right, so now that we've talked about this very intimidating re-entry anxiety, what are some solutions to help manage it?
Mm-hmm. So I think me and Isabel, when we sort of were thinking about, oh, how do we manage all of these anxiety-inducing situations, our first thought was like, we don't really know, because there's a lot of ambiguity surrounding going back to normal and a lot of things that are out of our control. I think one thing that me and Isabel thought that we both sort of need to practice more, and particularly when we go back to in person, is self-compassion and just being sort of really patient with yourself. I think when it comes to like productivity, and anxiety can really be a detriment to that and be something that sort of can be a barrier to your productivity. And so I think we both think that we should be a little bit more lenient to ourselves as to what standards of productivity we're going to be holding ourselves to, because they should not be in any way, shape, or form the same ones that we held ourselves to in the pandemic or even before the pandemic. It's okay to not be as productive, especially because of how mentally draining a lot of anxiety is going to be.
Yeah. I think another thing is just easing in gradually, like when it's safe. I'm not saying do this right now because people are still not vaccinated by and large, and it's still not safe to do so. But when it is safe, ease yourself into seeing smaller groups at first. Don't feel the need to immediately go to like a huge get together, but start off by seeing in person like the people you care and trust the most, who you haven't been able to see, and then work your way up to situations that feel even more challenging. And then another thing, except that there will be some awkwardness. Like, at the beginning of the pandemic, when everyone started on Zoom, I remember feeling so awkward all the time because it was just a new space, and now I feel a lot more comfortable with it. So, except there will be some, maybe a bit of initial like, whoa, this is kind of strange and new, upon re-entry into like normal life.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally relate to that. I think these are two extremely important points. And then I think one last thing that we wanted to highlight is how normal and okay it is for everyone to be acting and sort of dealing with going back to normal differently after the pandemic. Everyone is going to have a different coping mechanism. Everyone is going to have a different approach to how they ease themselves back into a normal life. And so expect that people will have different coping mechanisms than you, and they might be conflicting to yours. One thing that we talked about earlier is how, you know, some people are going to be super excited to be back in person. Some people are going to be like more anxious and just still trying to train their social battery. And so be mindful of that and be consciously thinking about how everyone is just going to be dealing with this differently, and that is okay.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic note to end on. Thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate you, and we hope you have a fantastic week.
Bye, everyone. We hope you join us in our next episode.